Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, March 30th. Among the industries that have been hard hit by the coronavirus, the movies. Not only have cinemas everywhere closed, of course, but movie production is at a standstill, too. Obviously, it's pretty near impossible to shoot a movie or a TV show at a social distance. And with mandated closures on non-essential businesses, most of the news for the $15 billion movie exhibition business is dire. That is, except in one unexpected arena, the drive-in. Now, it's not that easy to find a drive-in near you. There are only 305 of them left in the U.S., according to the National Drive-In Theaters Association. Back in the 1950s and 60s, there were 4,000 of them, and they were the place to go on a Saturday night. Anyone remember a mournful John Travolta singing about being stranded at the drive-in in the movie Grease? Oh, come on, you do too. But in the 2000s, drive-ins seemed to be a relic of the past. Until now. In some parts of the country, drive-ins are opening early in the season to provide at least one socially distant antidote to cabin fever. And for the relatively small number of drive-ins that have opened, the decision was a smart one. The weekend of March 21st was a truly miserable one for the movie business. With virtually every screen rolled up, box office receipts were down 99% from the previous week, according to Payments.com. That's brutal for the 150,000 people employed by movie theaters, and tough for AMC, one of the giants in the industry. AMC is now in a world of hurt. Though healthy before the crisis, it had taken on a lot of debt to make a string of acquisitions. Now, it's unclear how and when the theater chain will be able to repay its debts. Though 1% of box office that did come in the third weekend of March, well, that's only about $260,000, and it came largely from drive-in ticket sales. California's Paramount Drive-In recently reopened after what it calls a 22-year intermission. The company's owner told the LA Times that since the crisis began, ticket sales were double the venue's typical box office. Moreover, about 60% of the 500 movie theaters still open in the U.S. were drive-ins, Payments.com reported. Naturally, drive-ins must follow the same social distance regulations as every other business, and they're doing so with a variety of rules. No tailgating, no lawn chairs, and everyone has to stay in their cars with the windows rolled up. And if you want snacks, well, you'll have to order them online or by phone, and a server wearing gloves, of course, will deliver it to your window. Noticing the success, at least one traditional cinema owner made a split-second decision to transform some empty dirt lots next door into a drive-in. Last Thursday, the Water Garden 6 Cinema in Pleasant Grove, Utah, announced it would launch the next night with a double feature, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and The Dark Knight. In less than 24 hours, almost 1,000 people had commented on the Facebook post and shared it 85 times. Most excited were parents trying to rescue canceled birthday celebrations for their kids. Coming up second, people nostalgic for the iconic drive-ins of their past. Commenting on a New York Times feature about the trend, a reader from Philadelphia wrote, "There is something so magical about movies at the drive-in. This is the best bit of news I've heard since this virus business began." Now, it may be just a flash in the pan. Over the last week, new stay-at-home rules in many places have forced several of those drive-ins to close. So before you go, check to make sure that theater near you is still open. But when this is all over, well, many hope that the resurgence will be permanent. Responding to Water Garden Theater's announcement, one fan posted, "I am so excited for this. Maybe make a full-time drive-in? For now, let's think of this as one small ray of light that might come out of this crisis. Hopefully, we'll see you at the movies one of these days real soon." From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. During this coronavirus crisis, we're going to do our best to show you how businesses large and small are competing with each other and with all of the challenges posed by this pandemic. Stay with us. Subscribe to the show. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.